Good morning, everybody. Oh, I was waiting for him to cut it on. So how are y'all this morning? I'm good. A little tired, but I'm good. So this morning, excuse me. Can you whistle? I can't whistle. Huh? We good? I don't want to be too loud. I'm good. I think when they quiet down, everybody can hear me. Okay, so what we're going to do this morning is we're going to recap somewhat. I thought I was going to get to go on to my next little whatever, but then the Spirit of God said, no, I need you to go back, and I need you to reiterate a little bit, because this class is not about covering a lot of material. It's about giving people understanding. And so I hope I didn't run everybody off last week, but anyway... So we're going to go back to Matthew 4:19, where we're saying, and he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Matthew 16:24, it said, then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So what we're talking about is basically trying to pull the pieces together, connect the dots, so to speak, in our salvation and in our walk so that we can grow and mature in a correct manner with God, to try to get rid of some of our thoughts that we're thinking that maybe sometimes we're not good enough, we're not this and we're not that, and let's identify with what Jesus said we are, okay? And so, again, the little, we were in the recap, we were talking about Acts 2:38, then Jesus said unto them, repent. Kelly, if I start talking too fast, will you tell me to, okay. So Acts 2:38, then Peter said unto them, repent, confess our sins and ask for forgiveness and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's where we kind of camp out with salvation and understanding. And of course, you know, you can study and add a whole lot of more scriptures to it. But if we did that, we couldn't contain all that. We couldn't even get through it. So this is kind of what happened. You heard the word. You believed it. You were given an invitation. You said yes. So now the piece I want us to really look at is that you belong to him. Now you are a part of the new kingdom. And that's what we're going to plug into today so that we fit them pieces together. Now I want to ask y'all a question. Whenever you got born again, did you know, did you think about it, or did someone tell you now you are part of a new kingdom? You don't have to operate in the old kingdom. Did anybody ever tell you that? Yeah. They didn't tell us either. They just told us to come to church. Now, they were doing the best that they knew, and I'm thankful for that, because I stayed in and we held on until we started to grow and mature. But now, when we know better, we do better. So now, I believe it is our responsibility to give people understanding, not just the message, but to give them understanding, because if you cannot understand it, you cannot do it. And let's be real. When life happens, and it does and it will, when it gets hard enough, you will stop or you will want to stop. But I believe that if we will build our houses on our spiritual houses on the word of God, then God is duty bound to come and help us when we need it. I also believe that it will help us to solidify that foundation, and that's going to be kind of the piece next week and the week after, but it'll help us solidify that foundation for what God is building in us spiritually to carry that house. Does that make sense? But let's be real. If what I'm doing is not applicable, if I can't take it and I cannot see it coming forth in my life, I have a tendency to say, oh, well. But I want it to work. You know what I'm saying? When I'm in a storm, I need it to work. The other night when the bad storm came up and we were in the house and my granddaughter was there and she panicked. First, I was sitting on the couch. I saw it get dark. I heard something hit the side of the house. Then the rain came. Then the hail came. Then the winds came. She was looking out the window, and she'd see a tree. And she said, we had a graduation service to go to at 6, but we were supposed to leave at 4:30. And she was panicking, y'all, in the storm, saying, oh, honey, where's your car keys? They call me honey. Where's your car keys? I need an umbrella. We're going to get wet. I was like, Desi, it's an hour and a half, honey. The storm is probably going to be passed over. She said, no, we got to do it now. She said, honey, it's a nader out there. They call a nader a tornado now. It's a nader out there. I said, honey, will you please sit down somewhere? Just sit down and let the storm pass. Then the power popped, and, you know, it blinked in the TV. Oh, my God, she was just panicking. And so after everything was over, she said, you got to call Papa. You just got to call Papa. What is Papa going to do? We are at 551 Shelby. Papa is up here at work. What Papa going to do but pray? I said, girl, sit down somewhere. Okay, that's the same thing we do if we don't understand that the storm is coming, but we have a protector, that God is going to protect us. We panic the same way. We get in a storm of life and we panic. But why I was so calm is that my mom had always taught us, when the storm's coming, honey, just get quiet and sit down somewhere. Let God do his work and just be quiet. You know, all that running around. And it's like, I just looked at her, I'm like, Desi. And then I realized she's afraid of the storms. So then, guess what happens? The next night, she's at her house, and a storm comes again. And in the middle of the night, I'm thinking, Lord, what is that girl doing up there in that house? And so she said, I called. I said, Desi, how you doing? She said, oh, honey, I did good. She said, I woke up, and it was storming, and I just went right on back to sleep. I said, thank you, Jesus, because I was scared she was going to try to get in the car and make it to her mom's house or our house. Well, y'all, that's what we do. If we don't understand the storm is coming, that's what we do. We panic. And so we got to get the word of God, and I can't hammer this enough. We got to get the word of God in us so that when things happen, that is our basis. That is our basis. So when we did all these things as far as repenting and asking God to come into our heart, now the next thing we have to do and understand, and I'm going to try to pull this board over here and go through that with you just for a minute. Now, if I say something or if you have a question, you just have to stop me, okay? I don't mind. Just stop me. Okay, so let's look at Colossians 1 and 12 and 13. So Colossians 1, I only have verse 13. Somebody got 12? Can somebody read 12? Oh, I got it right here. I got it right here. These are old. I'm sorry. Some of them look crazy, but they old. Colossians 1, 12 and 13 said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Notice the word light. Light. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Do I need to read it again? I want you to think about that for a second. Okay, so I don't know if y'all can see this, but I think sometimes visuals are a little bit better to help us understand. So this is what I want you to look at. Can y'all see that? Can y'all kind of see that over there? Okay, so when it said, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, so when you repented and you are now a believer, this is what happened to you. Who hath delivered you, he delivered you from. So tell me, I want y'all all to tell me a couple of things that when you wasn't saved, that we can say all of them are sins. But give me a couple of things that y'all were partaking of before you got saved that you stopped doing or that were sin to you. Anything. Somebody else? Now, I don't know if I can spell a homemonger right. Anger, okay. Somebody else? Somebody else? Did she say something? Somebody else? Okay. So I'm going to say, adultery and stealing and everything else associated. Okay. So I want you to think about this. You were delivered from this to that. So when you got born again, do you realize what happened was, this is the kingdom of the world. This is where the darkness is. This is where, when we're unsaved or our flesh rules, this is where we were. Do you realize, or have you ever been told that it said, I was delivered from the power of darkness and I have been translated into the kingdom of his dear son? The word translate there means a supernatural. In other words, something happened that was beyond my visible. That was a God thing that happened when we got saved. That had nothing to do with us or a man. That was a God thing. So I'm here in sin. I have repented from salvation. Now I'm placed. I go from here to here. I don't care when you got saved. I don't care what you felt. It ain't about feeling. It ain't about whatever. If you repented and you asked God to forgive you of your sins and you received them in your heart, a movement took place in the spirit. Did you have a question? And what was that?
That's 2 Corinthians 4:6.
Do y'all follow me when I say, I want you to get that. I don't want you to just see it. I want you to get that a movement took place. God took you and moved you from the kingdom of darkness. It's where we were living. And he took me over here. Now, what's in the kingdom? Somebody tell me what's in the kingdom. Something that's in the kingdom.
Freedom.
Oh, that's a long word right there. So tell me where you think I'm going with this. So what has happened? What do you think I'm thinking? Yes, but that comes. But tell me what happens. What happened when we were seeing the sins that are here and the kingdom of God, all this stuff in the kingdom of God, what's happening? What do I now have? I have access. So then we walk away battling sometimes what we laid down when we were saved. But if you would understand, you gave up. This right here no longer has authority or power over you. I don't care what we think. I don't care what we feel. This is the piece we have to do. The scripture says for us to come out from among them. When we are born again, we need to come out from among the world and be ye separate, says the Lord. I didn't say that. The scripture said that. So this stuff no longer have power. I have traded. What happened to us is we gave up this to take this. Does that make sense? So now what I have to do, I don't care what I feel like. Now what I have to do is, because over here I'm saved, which is spiritual. Over there, flesh ruled. Over here, spirit rules. Remember what I talked to you about in the new kingdom? We don't get to choose. We don't get to choose. We are citizens of that kingdom. So when you go into a new kingdom, you abide or you come under the authority of the new rule. So in the new kingdom, I don't get to make the choices. I don't get to tell the king what to do. I don't get any of that. I can't even suggest to him, I don't know if I like that scripture right there when you tell me to submit to John. I don't know if I like that, so can I change that just a little bit? But see, I don't get that choice, and that's what we have to understand. Because I'm going to tell you something, and with this right here, and then I walk with God, and I'm going to go to the next scripture that's going to sum all of that up. The key that we have missed sometimes is we get saved, we join the church because that's important to be connected to the body. We come to church, but we fail to renew our mind. We come in here and we sit and we say, you know what? That was a good Sunday school lesson. That was a good message Pastor Terry preached. That was a good message so-and-so preached. And we feel good because it makes us, it soothes our mind to say, you know what, I did something good today. But what was deposited in our spirit is what counts. Because I got to grow this now. So I want you to understand again, you've been moved, a movement. Please think about that. A movement took place. You moved from here to here. And it wasn't a fleshly move. Because it was translated, it was spiritual, it was supernatural, it was done by God. So whether I feel it or not, now this is what he has given me. So what do I have to do now? And how do I receive it? But first I got to know I got it. So I got to what? I got to go over here. I got to go over here to 1 Peter. The renewing of my Romans. I got to go right here, Romans 12, 1 and 2. And it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. So right there is a responsibility. I can't say, you know what, I'm going through because John ain't doing right. I'm going through because Pastor Terry ain't telling me this. Now you have a responsibility. Because now you're the one that accepted Jesus in your heart. I want to make this very personal because I want us to get it. Because I had to get it. And I had to realize now, I said, God, it was so many loops that they didn't tell me that would have helped me along the journey. The quicker we understand we have come from one domain into the other, the quicker we understand I am in a new kingdom. This right here should not even affect me anymore, but to get to the place where it doesn't affect you, you have to renew your mind. If you don't renew your mind, you'll go back and do the same thing. You may not want to, but if you don't understand that you just received this light, this freedom, this peace, this joy, this righteousness, this truth, this forgiveness, this life, this righteousness, if we don't know that, it'll take us a moment for somebody to talk to us about that. It'll take a moment for somebody to preach about it, but we don't want to do that. We want to start being discipled and understand what happened to us so we can get on the journey of growth and growing in that was spiritual. Sometimes we beat ourselves up because we say, you know, I feel this way and I feel that way and I'm just no good and I'm just that. Yes, you are. Oh, I'm not saved. I just ain't saved. God didn't save me when I went up there. Yes, he did. But what has to happen is you have to understand that after he saved you and you have been taken out of the kingdom of darkness and put into the kingdom of light, now you have to learn about the new kingdom. Okay, so right here it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Who's going to do that? Who's going to make a decision to do that? We are. So then we can't blame others if we haven't got what we need. Because really we shouldn't be looking to them. We should be looking to Jesus Christ. And we should be submitting ourselves under. But we'll get to that. Okay, so verse 2 said, and be not conformed to this world. Which world are they talking about? this world right here I came out of. Be not conformed to it. That means that we don't allow that world to shape us anymore. Anything, but if I don't know that, y'all, I continue on doing what I do, not because I didn't get saved, not because I didn't receive God or love God, but it's because I don't know. Then Proverbs said that we are destroyed for what? So we got to learn. And then another scripture said you have to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to put him on. Whose responsibility is that? Mine. To this world, but be ye transformed, what you were talking about, Billy, by what? The renewing of your mind. Why do I need to renew my mind? Come on, y'all, talk to me. And what will happen if I don't renew it, Mary? What will I practice? I'm going to put this down for a second, put this thing on this. I'll go back. What'd you say? And what does that do for your life? Miss B said nothing good. We stay there. And if we stay there, then we get aggravated and frustrated with God because he feel like the work was not done. And it was. We just don't know that it was done. By the renewing means to restore. And I'm going to give you a couple of other words for renew. Renew definition is to make like new, restore to freshness, vigor, or perfection. To make new spiritual, to regenerate it, to rebuild it, to revive it, to repeat it, to replace, to replenish. So my mind that I had over here, I have to take this mind right here and I have to renew it with this right here, which comes out of what? What does the new kingdom come out of? For us, what does the new kingdom come out of? I can't hear y'all. But how do we get it, Sylvia? Yes, yes. Sure.
So we got the list of all the obvious sins, but for people who haven't, it's a serious question on it, those who haven't drank, smoked, or chewed, or went with those who do, they still need to be saved. So what would you call that? I'm just saying.
The scripture said this. It said, remember the other week when we said, according to Genesis and the fall in the garden, all men, every human being is born in sin. So, and that's another thing we do. We make big sins, little sins. Anything that separates from you from God, big, little, small, tiny, is sin. And it should be covered under the blood.
And the reason I ask,
oh, that's a good question. Sin is sin. Now, I'm going to say this too. Sometimes we look at what a person does. But sometimes, and all the time, God looks at the heart. So I could be a little sweet old lady over here, but I could be full of bitterness, hatred, anger. You know, I had a phone call last night. My niece was upset because somebody had passed away in the church and nobody told her. So we had two deaths in the family Sunday. So she was coming down for that, and she said, I didn't let her come with me because I was mad at her. I said, you really didn't let her come because they came from Greensboro? No. She said, I'm upset with her because she didn't tell me about Kenny passing away. She said, well, that's just the way I feel. I said, well, can I share? She said, yeah. I said, that's your family. Well, why do I have to forgive her? That's what she said. I said, because number one, she in the family. And number two, you got to be around her. And number three, she going to feel that vengeance is coming from you if you don't get it right. I said, now, what is wrong with you sitting down with her and saying, you know what? You really hurt my feelings whenever Kenny died and you didn't tell me. I said, what's wrong with having a conversation with her and y'all settle that? instead of you being mad and wouldn't let her ride and doing all this other stuff, what about having a conversation? What about that responsibility that if somebody offends me, it's up to you to go to them and say, honey, you offended me. And y'all talk about it, and then you forgive each other and you walk away and you make peace. You know why they don't want to do that? Oh, that don't feel good. I feel right here she needs vengeance. She needs to get it back. You know, she needs to know. Well, why don't you just sit down and have a conversation with her? Then we won't have to try to punish her. You see what I'm saying? What is wrong with us y'all having a conversation? Mike, you offended me, brother. Can we talk about it? And I'm just asking you, don't do that to me no more. And me and Mike going to walk away. He's going to say, thank you, sister, for telling me. I appreciate it. I ain't going to do that to you no more. That's what Mike going to say. And me and Mike going to be good. Huh? Exactly. And that's another thing I said. You expected, maybe it's what you expected her to do something. And to her, it was innocent. But to you, you were offended. But how about us coming from this kingdom into that one and fix it? Do what the scripture say. It said if your brother or sister offend you, go to them. Somebody, Mary had her hand up and speaking then. Absolutely.
We think, well, it's either, it could be this intermediary, but there's no in-between kingdom.
No.
If you are a great person who lives in the world, you're still in the world, and you're just deceived. The enemy loves for people to think they're so... You
know, let me find that right quick while you talk. We convince ourselves out of things, but what stands is the word of God.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to get to. It doesn't matter how we feel. We have to bring ourselves, and we'll get to that in a minute, because we have to bring ourselves under the rule
of the
kingdom. Absolutely. Keep that thought when I get over there to that meeting for real. Miss Vicky, was you gonna say something? Absolutely.
If I come to you and say you hurt me or whatever, you'll have to be willing to accept that and say, well, I'm sorry. Like Mike said, I didn't mean to.
Absolutely. But it's not your place.
Yeah, but it's what I'm telling you.
Not about feelings.
It's the reason people don't go.
Absolutely.
Other people, they don't feel like they're going to be received.
I feel you. I understand. But when we are offended, when whatever, we got to grow to a place that we do what the words say. When I do what the scriptures say, do you know what happens? I have taken that out of my hands, and I have put that over there in the hands of God. Then God can deal with that person. But I have went to them and said, please forgive me, and find out what Mike said. If they say, no, it wasn't intentional, we cannot make people do, but we have to get to the point to where we bring it back, y'all. We are the church. We are the church. We got to bring it back to doing what God say do, or we need to shut it down. Now, I hate to say it that way, but this is not a game. And listen, the world is waiting to see the manifestations of the sons and the daughters. You know how they're going to see them? When we are conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. They are tired of looking in our flesh. They're tired of smelling our flesh. They're tired of that stuff. Listen, it has to start with us. It can't start with the world because they are not regenerated. They don't know God, so we can't expect for them to do this, but we have to humble ourselves under the word of God, and we have to obey God. And that's point blank, period. And last Sunday, you said something, Ms. Vicki, that stuck with me. You said, we have to stop debating with the Word of God. I was walking through my house the other day, and the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, I am the Lord God, and I ruled and I reign. I am God. To me, that made me think, okay, is it somewhere in my life where I've gotten slack to where I'm not letting him reign? And beside him, y'all, there is no other. So that brings us back in to say, okay, are you going to serve God or are you going to walk in your flesh? Now, that's where it's coming to. We're looking at the world and we're saying, this is going on, that's going on. They're going to do what they do. Honey, they ungenerated. But when are we going to rise up and do what we're going to do to where it affects my personal life, my children, my home, my family? When are we going to do that? That's what I'm saying. We have to. It's almost like we got to tighten the belt. And I know some of this ain't popular, but it's the Word of God. And another thing, I was walking through the house, and the Spirit of God said to me, he said, Faye, I called you. I called you. To me, that put a fire back in me to say, you've been kind of leaning back, you've been hiding, but I need you to do what I've asked you to do. And that's what we have to get to, y'all. We got to get to where the Word of God is first reign in my life. And I have to make my feelings come under that, humble myself under the hand of God. One scripture said, the mighty hand, and do what he asked me to do. And everything, this is what I love right here, is that this kingdom right here, it gives me everything I need to do or to be who he has called me to be is in the new kingdom. I just don't know it's there, so I can't do it. So if somebody would teach me, train me, and let me know, and I read and I study and I pray, then God himself will reveal to us what we need to be. And you know what? We cannot shrink back because somebody else doesn't understand. If somebody offends you, go tell them, honey. And listen, when you go tell them, you say, will you forgive me? And if they say no, say thank you. Shake the dust off and keep moving. That's all you can do. I mean, I'm serious. That's all you can do. But if I go home and I sit on the couch and I whine for a month because she wouldn't forgive me, what good is that doing? I remember one time when I was hot at a person. And I don't go to people until I'm not, if you offend me, and thank God I'm not easily offended, but I don't go to people out of my flesh. I wait. If I have to wait, I got to wait till I get to where I can talk to you with respect and honor because you are God's humanity. And it ain't about what I think and what I feel. But I know I was kind of hot. And I thought to myself, one day I thought, you know what? I'm over here stewing, and this person going on about their life. They're going on about their life, being happy. And you know what makes you angry is when you're mad at somebody and they having fun. You know what I'm saying? And so I thought, Faye, you need to fix that. That ain't even about them. That's about you. You're holding that. You need to fix that. See, we talk about the things of God, y'all. We quote scriptures, but when it come home to us and ask us to do it, it's another story. And we kind of back up. Because we be like, now, Lord, now listen, I go to church, I wave my hand, I say I love you, but I don't know about doing all that. But that's what we have to come to. Because if we don't, y'all, it affects our life. When some things that are happening in our life, we blame the devil. It is not the devil. Some of it is not the devil. It is us. We have made bad decisions. We have, and you know what we do? We make the bad decision, then we take it to God and we ask him to bless it. Won't happen. It won't happen. But nobody told us that, so we keep trying. Because we want our flesh fulfilled. Because we want what we want. That's just, we're human. And we just want what we want. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. It is very important that you change your thinking pattern in your mind. That you may prove, when I renew my mind and I start doing what the word say, I am going to prove what is that good and that acceptable and that perfect will of God. And that's what he's asked us to do. I'm sorry, gotta go. Huh? Okay, go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that because probably all of us in here have thought a certain way because we read something. But I wanna say something, two things, and if it bothers you, you tell me. Okay? So when somebody offends you, I don't know how we got here, but it must be a God thing. So when somebody offends you, you say, I'm gonna take it to the Lord. Number one, that ain't what the word said do. It said to go to the person. It said to go to the person. And to tell them, and then if they don't hear, take somebody else. If they don't hear, take it to the church. That's what the word said. Okay. And then another thing you said, because of the in Christ image. Sometimes we can have bachelor's degrees, associate degrees, master's degrees, doctorate's degrees. We can have certificates. We can have diplomas. We can have all those things. Now, please don't get offended. Please don't get offended.
We're not supposed to die.
But you know what, Kelly? I'll get to that point in a minute. We can have all those things. But I want you to understand something. I'm going to lay this down for a moment. As we grow in God and we begin to understand His heart for us, I don't care what degree you got. I know you work hard for it and you pay good money. I know that. It will never, ever compare to the knowledge that comes from God. And that's one of the things that keeps us. It keeps us debating with Scripture. It keeps us trying to make an excuse for what we want, because you don't understand, if you can allow God to be God and allow Him to reign and everything else comes under Him, no knowledge that we can get compares to Him. None. And when we understand that, listen, you need your education. We need it to operate in this world. We need it. It helps us. It enlightens us. It gives us information. It gives us instructions. We need it. But it will never settle in your mind. It will never compare to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It will never rise above what His word said. Because His will is His word. I'm going to get Jenna, then I'll come to you. You need this?
No.
Okay.
I was just
going to
say, and I do it too.
But then another scripture says this too. It said if you go to the altar and you feel like you have out, you go back to your brother first and then you come back to God. See, we have to find out what it says, because we don't find out what it says. We keep doing what we want to do, and that's okay. Another point is, if somebody comes to offend you and you take it to God, God didn't offend you, they did. So we have to go to them. And you know what that helps us with, y'all? It helps us to humble ourselves to our brothers and sisters. It helps us have humility to know that when I cross you, when I offend you, when I hurt you, that I have to come back to you and say, I am sorry. Will you forgive me? It does. And that's what it's about, changing that invisible translation that's changing us. Hold on one second. I'm going to get him. Mr. Yes. Because we don't know.
However, there are some things that I think even a baby Christian knows, but then we don't do it. And I think I'll use an example. At the very tippy top of that mountain on the right. It's forgiveness. Jesus died so that we can be forgiven by God. But there's a little thing that He added later on.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
You can do all the running around you want to do and all the talking and it's all good and everything.
Absolutely. You gotta, we gotta be, do what the scriptures say do. It's not about feeling. We are society, we love feelings. We love feeling. But we have to change that. And we're gonna change that because we're learning. And if you don't do, when you read the word of God and you don't do what it says to do, then you're choosing to disobey God. I could fix it up and make it sweet for you, but that's what you're doing. And so when you do that, then you're running to God and saying, oh, Lord, I need you to do this and need you to do that. No, I need you to do what I've asked you to do. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to transform you, and you're telling me no. But remember, you don't get to make the rules in the new kingdom. You don't get to tell the king what to do. You submit. You come under. I don't have time to do that today. Next Sunday we'll talk about that, but you was going to say something?
But there are also plenty of times in scripture where God is offended by something because it is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times that we are in the right to be offended by something because it is wrong and because God says it's wrong. And so I think that there are times where, you know, it is us that's the problem. And while we can, of course, forgive that person because of a perceived wrong that they've done to us,
I hear you. I don't know that last one. Are you talking about like if you do something to me that's hurtful or whatever, I have the right to be offended? Is that what you're saying?
If you do something that is wrong, if what you've done to me is wrong.
Okay.
If you have told me a lie, what you have done is morally wrong. God says that's wrong. And so it's not...
Okay, I see what you're saying. You're saying stand where God stands in the matter.
I'm not in the wrong to be offended by this because it is offensive. It's a sin and it's wrong.
Okay, I hear you. We'll talk about that in the time. Did you have something you wanted to say? Because my time is up.
Just a kind of an overall statement. Thinking about the word the kingdom of God. Well, to have a kingdom, obviously you need to have a king.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Right? That's our job. And the word subjects means we are subjected.
Mm-hmm.
The word subjects means we are submitted.
Yes.
The word subject means we're following our leader. Right? And so just the importance of kind of summing up a lot of what we talked about is for the kingdom of God to be real, we have to really be real subjects, subjected.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
What it is that our king is telling
absolutely. Now, I don't totally disagree with you. What hit my mind was the teaching of Francis Frangipane that we have to go to that teaches us to have an unoffendable heart, to do everything we can to have an unoffendable. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just think we need to talk about it and understand. Y'all going to get me in trouble. Righteous. Righteous. Then I agree. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. For that, for the righteous, yes. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all, we got to go. Y'all gonna get me fired. I saw your hand. Oh, he walked away. Go ahead. Yes.
We're offended all the time. We come out. Wait a minute.
Jesus Christ said offenses are going to come.
Yes.
And don't worry about it, because he has overcome the world, so we need to just suck it up and move on.
Yes and amen. Father, I thank you, Lord, for my Sunday school class this morning. I thank you, God, that you have helped us, and you're helping us to grow in you and get understanding. And, Lord, I ask you that you bless every one of you in here, and thank you for every one of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank y'all.